VE6, Charlie, Quebec, W0, TDH, very fine. 7300.
200.
Watts carrier.
Fully.
Let's see. And a four element TET, Tango Echo Tango, four element tri-band beam from 1978. By the way, that company got bought out. It went under. It was bought out several years back now. They're in Australia now. They're still making the TET antenna. It's considerably more expensive now than it was back in 78. But 100% negative peaks, 120% positive peaks, and a little negative
asymmetry.
That's what this microphone does. The RE20 gives positive asymmetry. I guess I could switch the leads on the mic button, but I don't think there's any discernible difference. V6, Charlie Quebec, W0TDH. 10 over. V6, Charlie Quebec, W0TDH. Let's see, George, W8VG, Tucson.
W0 Radio,
Colorado. VE6 Kilowatt Quebec, John. He was using FT-101E. And of course, GW3TMP on 15 this morning. 21400, 1400Z. Started out on sideband, went to AM. Rather well on AM. We didn't try 10. 10 didn't look like it was open across the pond this morning. VE6, Charlie Quebec, W0TDH.
I'm feeding the northwest leg as like a... It basically is an NFED ZEP, but it's non-resonant. Well, it may be on this band, but I chose the length because of the confines between the tower is a center support and the northwest leg, which goes to now an unused utility pole, which used to be at the end of the power line run coming down here. Now, as of 2015, everything is underground. The big dig got energized. Verizon put up a 175-foot tower, which one leg, the south element of the west element of the wire array, is attached near the very top of that tower. That was really something to negotiate that into the lease agreement, was attachment points for my wire antenna system. But, you know, if they don't sign, I was not going to allow them up here, which would have been a loss of a big chunk of income. But as it is, they saw it my way. And this is the best site in the area. So the end support tree for the southeast leg of the 160 dipole, pretty stout ash, died. I did something stupid. I shot a line up over near the top of a stainless steel wire rope, and near the base of the tree I wrapped it around a few times and clamped it. Good, it's up. Well, I didn't pay much attention to it. You know, trees keep growing and expanding, and it choked the tree and killed it. And I was able to undo it a couple of times after seeing that it was strangling a bit, but the tree never recovered, and it was dead for about 2 to 3 years. And, you know, if that thing came down, I couldn't get the end cable out. It could have possibly taken out the tower. Is made out of number 8 phosphor bronze wire, and everything is super duty to withstand the heaviest of ice storms and whatever. Now, the downside is there is no give if that tree decided to go the wrong way. And it was looking kind of peaked around the gills. So one of my buddies, Steve, K1MV from Southern Maine, still climbs. So he went up, and in the winter, it was a pause in the ongoing disaster of winter, just before another storm was due to hit. And he went up there and undid the clamps and disconnected the southeast leg of the antenna from the center insulator assembly and let it drop. So I've got to recover that leg. And I've had tree people in and dropped a number of trees, and there's more trees that need to be dropped, so there's an alternative tree to put the antenna up in. But now the leaves are off, about half the leaves are off half the trees, and beginning to see what is. And I've been busy doing all kinds of things. So that's the story, Rick. Yeah, Marcy's doing well. She's in the other room attending to what she's doing, and we're doing very well. It's like a fine wine. It's becoming well-aged. How long have we been together? 19 years? 19 years. We met in 03. Yes, it's been 19 years since we hooked up. Can you believe it? VE6CQ from WA1HLR.
The name here is Paul, Papa Alpha, Uniform Lima. I am located in Bellingham, Massachusetts, not to be confused with Bellingham, Washington, your neighbor there. And I just have an ICOM. I got a bunch of radios, but I mainly use my ICOM 746 Pro. I bought in January of 2005 when I got my ticket. And SMA Death Mic, and I have a Moonraker 4 that I've had up forever. Actually, the original one came down, and this one's been up for about 2 years, but they work great on 10 meters. Thank you so much for coming back to me, and I'm glad I waited. Victor, Echo 6, Charlie, Quebec, Kilo, Bravo 1, Lima X-Ray, Juliet here in Bellingham, Massachusetts will be clear, and thank you again for the comeback, and your audio was awesome. You might hear me okay, but I'm sure I don't have the sound quality on AM that you do.